As for key indicators, here on the slide, we have the prices of oil that I already have mentioned. As for EBITDA for 2023, at the level of group, it is 61.7 million dinars, and the net profit 44 billion dinars. It means that both indicators are in slight decrease, about 40% lower than in the previous year. And if we compare it with 21, we have the growth of these indicators. About cash flow, 28 billion operational cash flow, then production of oil and gas. We finished the year with 1,058,000 tons. Crude, the volume of crude oil processing or refining is 4,100,000, and the trade of petroleum products is about 4 million tons. 8% is the drop. Next slide will contain explanation. As for CAPEX, it is a quite big growth of CAPEX because of our new investment cyclist. 39.2 billion is the amount of investment totally allocated. It is 70% more than in the year 2022. As for indebtedness with banks, it remained on the same level in our portfolio. It is 564 million euros. About indicators of petrochemia business, we shown only second half of the last year because that is the period when we started consolidation in our statements, when we completed the takeover of the HIP and consolidation started as of 1st July. We can see that financial indicators are quite low, lower than in 22. That is mainly the consequence of macroeconomic environment or the prices of the final products of the petrochemical industry. So the similar results are seen in other petrochemical compounds in the region. We have also the similar indicators and there is a demand from China and some neighboring or Near East countries. And we saw some petrochemical factories that stopped their production. So that is the cycle that we mentioned earlier that we have to go through. And I hope that this unfavorable cycles will complete soon in maybe 2 or 3 years, hopefully. But our task that is very important for our overall business operation is not only to cover these losses, but it is important also for the operation of the refinery, because this facility cooperates with the refinery. We have to keep it under control or to monitor and to make petrochemia operates reliably in order to avoid problems with the refinery. So they both, refinery and petrochemia, would complete the demand. As for CAPEX, we see increase of CAPEX in the second half year. That is the consequence of capital turnaround. And also we started the project of the construction of polypropylene factory. As for motor vehicles market.
Rast u zemljemu regionu. Imam smanjenje тржишта у Маджарской доста велика минус 6%, але главном то последица тех регулированных цен, односто повольных цен у 22 годины, кои были у Маджарской, и то сбок тех цен было прибацывание доста пунине горева из других земель, довозили до пунит горева у Маджарской, односно и камионы, и обычные потрошачи, и то и плюс наравно был исто скок и сбок ризика уплашенности, кое было на початку 22 годины, вот с первого полугодия 22 годин. Что стича Сербии и стоимо под тржишта на 1 зараз 1%, то исто то кау и маджарский само то было намного много манее, скажем, объема, али было исто тот скок 2 из другой годины в первом полугодии, что односно в другом кварталу, и было то регулированы цены, кои были мани от тржитных цен, и то исто изозвало да доста провазных и транспорта допунет горево ту у Сербии вместо у других землями региона. Что стиче тржитных удилу Сербии, имам благи пад наших удилу у Сербии со 83% на 81%, то исты последицы того, что я рекал, а что стича директно наших бензинских пумпы, то и еж последицы того, что мы даем повольные цены за полепривредники, односно то повечит продай полепривредникам, али по нижим, односно на торжественный цен. Али мы то поштуем одуки влады, морам тако, видимо, как это будет далее, али суштински то, что стича упоряжение только удел от ржишта 81%, то исто вече него было 21 годины, где было 74% нашего удел от ржишта, а односно и цело от ржишта без обзора напад у 23 годины повечилось односно на 21 годину, так вот има то повечание. Аку не глядам у два из другого года. Что стича мало продаем?
As for retail, we mark a drop in the retail market share. This is also connected to this subsidized prices and also the risk we had in 2022 when many customers were scared and they made stocks which had the effect of the drop of 3% in the next year. So our share is 49% at the same level. It is a bit lower due to these subsidized prices. And the total number of petrol stations at the end of 2023 is 334. As for the region, in Bosnia and Herzegovina, the market share is 22.3. We have a mild drop compared to the previous year. And this applies to the retail market as well. Total number of petrol stations is 42. We constructed and put into operation, put one petrol station into service in Sarajevo. As for Bulgaria, the total market share is 2.8. Total number of petrol stations is 23. It is lower due to the termination, expiry of the contract on petrol station lease. As for Romania, the number of petrol stations is the same, 19, and the market share is 0.7%.